we're back. Woohoo! It's an all new episode, and I'm excited about today's. I'm excited about today's topic and the episode. It was super fun to record.
Yes, yes. Okay, so in this episode, we answer the question we got the most, right? Like, will you guys talk about Disney World? And we did.
I know, but you guys didn't just want to know about Disney World. You had so many questions about our travel agency and behind the scenes and why to use one. You really wanted to know the nuts and bolts and ins and outs of how our agency works, which to us sounded funny. But when I tell you, we got a lot of requests for that. We got so many. So that's what today's episode, it combines the best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah. So we cover everything that we do as your travel agent for Walt Disney World. And we also cover just some other random topics about Disney.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you find it like informational and helpful. And if you've been curious to why someone would use a travel agency or why someone as an adult would go to Disney World without kids, we're going to hit on all of it. If you're thinking about going on vacation with your large extended family, maybe your husband's family and all your in-laws, and you're like, oh, I don't want to be the point person for that. Listen, because we're going to help you with that too. Lots of fun, magical fun is coming your way.
Yes. And my goodness, I hope you score better than Shay does on that Disney music game. That's all I've got to say. You guys listen and we hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here.
Hey, Erica.
We're back again. It's week two of 2022 and the besties are back to talk.
I'm so excited about today's. I mean, I'm always excited about the podcast episodes, but I'm very excited about today.
I know it's going to be fun. It was like a super requested topic, right?
I mean, I think it's going to be magical, right?
I get it. I get it. Okay. So tell everybody what we're talking about.
We are going to break down Disney, specifically Walt Disney World and our services at our travel agency, which sounds a bit like a commercial, right? Which we didn't want to do.
Totally.
But when I asked people on Instagram what they wanted us to talk about, there were so many people, so many responses that said, please break down, like, why do you use a travel agency for Disney World? Like, what are the features? What's it about? Tell us about Disney. There were so many that I called you and I was like, I mean, it sounds like a commercial for our travel agency, but people want to know, can we do this?
Yeah. So we're going to try not to sound like a commercial per se, but we're going to try to answer the questions that we got the most. So keep that in mind.
Yes, because we're here for you people. We're trying to do what you guys want to do. And you guys want us to break down Disney World. Okay, that's what we're going to do today.
Yes. Hey, okay, before we talk about Disney, though, how is your, let's talk about your thumb texting first. Okay. Like, let's do a little quick update. How's it going?
Okay, I'm trying to do it. But like out of habit, I pick up my phone and I tap with my finger, like out of habit. But I'm trying to do it. But it's not, I'm not going as quickly. And then okay. I'm working on it though. I'm working on it. I have a call in about my bladder situation.
Oh, look at you.
I'm trying to do that. So I'm reading the Bible recap. Listen, I'm trying to hit all of them. I was doing another devotional though the other day. Cause sometimes like on the YouVersion app, you know, there's little devotionals. Yes. And so I like to have those. And if I have a free moment or I'm waiting around, I'll do a devotional, but it said this in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good that I actually, you know, I have the glass calendar board in my office.
Yeah.
I wrote it on there because I thought this is so me. In this devotional, it said like, there's nothing wrong with being busy. I like being busy. I'm a busy person, a busy personality, right? Like we joke that if I went to prison, then I would have a routine, a very busy routine by like 3 days in. Like
you for sure
would have my routine down. But it said like, it's okay to be busy. Try not to be in a hurry, though. And I'm like, oh, that's really good. Like, I need to stop being in a hurry. Like, it's okay to be busy. I like to be busy. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in a hurry, though. And he gave a couple of examples, like if you go to the grocery store and you pick the wrong checkout line and you have to stand there one whole minute longer than somebody else, you shouldn't be in that much of a hurry of your day. You don't have like a minute to stand in the wrong grocery line.
But it makes you have a bad attitude. Yes. And then you're kind of rude to everybody.
Yes.
Because you're in a bad attitude. That's a really good point.
So because I think I've often tried to not be busy because like culture tells us to stop being so busy. But I think busy makes me feel like my real self, like productive, and that's just who I am. But I don't need to be in a hurry. And there is a big difference.
Yeah.
My life shouldn't be so busy that it forces everything to be done in a hurry. Hurry is not good. So anyway.
We've talked about this before with our kids, like how we both enjoy our kids being busy. Mm-hmm. Just because like idle hands.
Yes.
You know, that whole verse.
Yes.
Granted, I also like having like downtime for sure. That's my Enneagram 9. But yeah, that's really good. I was going to tell you an update. Remember, I was going to not read as much, and I've already read a book this year.
Oh my gosh.
So really, I am completely going against everything I believe in. You're totally kidding.
You're failing at your resolutions, and I'm over here doing a good job.
I know. I mean, I am scrolling less. So like less phone time, because yes. I'm not doing that as much in the afternoon or after mm-hmm. like when my kids are home, even during the day. Who am I kidding? But anyway, I've been reading instead. So there you go.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of failing because, you know, I just want to read more and watch less TV.
Uh-huh.
But I've already binge watched Emily in Paris. And now you're going to be so proud. I'm binging season 4 of Yellowstone. I know. Which I was like, I didn't watch. I really was so good and only read books in the fall. But for whatever reason, January Shea is like, I'm going to watch Netflix or am Prime. Yellowstone's on Prime. So anyway, I'm watching your show.
Okay. Good updates.
Good updates. Okay.
Okay. So we're talking about Disney, and to kick it off, I have a question, not a question. I have a game. Now this game is going to be a little out there in the tech world. So I hope that we can make it work. John is going to, I'm sure, make it sound amazing as you listen, but just know that if there are some issues, give me a second, okay?
Wait, I'm so nervous.
So, hey, the Disney game we're playing is I'm going to play like 3 seconds of a song.
Oh!
And you have to name like the Disney movie that it's from.
Wait, I mean, did you hear what music is playing in my house right now?
No, I cannot hear a
Well, when in the podcast studio, the music is off, but I'm playing Disney classical radio.
Okay, so you've been preparing
I've been training for this. Okay.
Okay, so I can only play 3 seconds.
Okay.
Are you ready? I hope that you can hear it. Okay, here we go.
You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel.
Oh my gosh, I don't know that one.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Yeah, I can totally hear it. I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
I do? Okay.
You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel.
So it's something with the boat. So Frozen 2?
No. Maylee would be so...
Is it Mulan?
No.
Moana?
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I bet Shay's listened to this one. That's the whole reason. I thought it was like starting easy. No, that's okay. I'm going to tell Maidly that
I know I failed.
She should be so disappointed.
Just like disclaimer, I do think my 90s Disney trivia is way better. Okay.
I think this one's good. Here we go.
Ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down.
That's from The Princess and the Frog.
No.
Gosh, I'm terrible at this game. Never mind. I should crank up the radio.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear something about a frog.
Robin Hood.
Oh, my mom would be so disappointed right now.
She would.
Gosh. Okay. Listen, good game, bad contestant.
I was trying to not make them too easy. Here we go. You're going to get this one.
I'm going to need to be our guest to pop up here in a minute.
I didn't do it because I was like, no, she knows that too well. Okay, here we go. Song number 3.
So that's Rapunzel. That's Yay! Tangled. That's
Good
Tangled. Woo! Okay, that's a great
one.
You got it.
Okay. You're feeling it now.
I'm redeemed.
Here's song number 4.
How can there be so much that you don't know?
Oh, that's Pocahontas.
Yay!
Yes, okay. That is Pocahontas. Woo!
90s,
okay.
Disney 90s.
Yes, okay.
Okay, here, I only did 6.
I feel better.
Number 5. Yes, you're redeeming yourself. Here you go.
That's Mulan. Is that Mulan?
No, listen
I need
again.
Listen to the lyrics.
There are no lyrics.
Okay.
Does that help?
I was going with Mulan, though. Is that Frozen? I'm trying to think what...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
doesn't feel as Disney sometimes. You were probably thinking
Pirates of the Caribbean is good. I feel like it could have been Mulan. I think they reused that song.
Okay, last one. This one is like iconic, our childhood.
Oh, I hope it's the Lion King.
Or it was my childhood. I hope it was yours.
Parent Trap. Yes. Okay. I was like,
Yay!
So nervous. No, that's a Parent Trap. Which is the Nancy Myers movie. You know how much I love Nancy Myers.
Yes.
Parent Trap. Okay. Woo. I was
you never
really
get nervous. I feel like I've done my job well.
I'm like sweating in my natural deodorant.
Like every podcast. And here you are. No, I'm kidding.
I really needed like some Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King.
I know. I thought those were too easy. They were givens.
I think I said Mulan was the answer to like 3 out of 6. So I could have taken some Mulan.
I was trying to change it up. Did you ever watch a Goofy movie when you were little?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I almost put that in there, but that's kind of like you either liked it or you didn't. And I thought that wasn't like as, you know, iconic maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So now we're in the spirit.
Actually, that's a great game. I am in the spirit. I'm always.
Okay.
Well, listen, you came to my house today. You very politely asked for a cup of coffee. What kind of mug is it in?
It's a Disney mug.
Just happened. That was like the mugs I had for Disney. I am always in the spirit over here.
It's
always.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So before we start talking Disney World, let's kind of go back to the beginning. So can you share a little bit when we do our shameless plug about Mix and Match Travel and just how you started it?
Yes. So I started Mix and Match Travel Agency. It will be 10 years in June, a very long time.
We should have a party.
We should. 10 years.
Oh,
10
my goodness.
Years
okay.
in June. So I started, it came very organically to me. I have been traveling since I was a little girl, been, you know, all over the world. My parents, it was really important to them that we travel a lot. And then I married Andrew, who, when I married him, had never been anywhere outside of like a football game before he was a participant in. Yes. And I was like, buddy, we are about to like travel a lot. And so we have, and both of us have been to almost 40 countries. Our kids have been, I don't know, it's like 25. Our big kids have been to 25 countries and our little girls have been to, I don't know, a lot, 14 maybe. So we've always traveled. So I was blogging our travels, and just naturally and organically, people were reaching out and asking me questions and asking me about, you know, traveling and how we did it and if I could help them with their trip.
Yes.
And so I just really prayed about it, and I just felt the Lord, you know, lead me to open a travel agency. So there is a great travel agent in our town, and I knew her. We had been friends before, so I reached out to her, and she gave me some great advice and helped me find a really good host agency that would get me certified and registered and trained. And I did all the training so that I could sell travel anywhere in the world. And so I really loved it. And I never thought it would be anything more than maybe me booking, I don't know, 2 trips a month by myself.
Aww.
I know. I just thought it would just be some little thing that I did. But over the last 10 years, it's turned into this really big, very successful business. And I'm so proud of it, especially after the last 2 years of travel. I'm so proud that we have continued to grow and hire people and not have to let anybody go despite the travel industry. So I'm super proud of this baby. And I always say, this is what I want to do until I retire. This is my thing. I really, really, really love this. So over the years, I realized I needed help. I remember where we were when I suggested you work for me. Do you remember where we were? I can tell you exactly where we were.
I think we were watching our kids at tennis. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I remember sitting on the bench and being like, oh my goodness. Like, I felt like it was a light bulb moment.
Yes.
I don't remember the years like you do, but
we were sitting outside.
Was a little.
Yes. Yes. We were sitting outside in the grass watching our 4 big kids in tennis class. And
probably Baby Bone was in childcare. Really, that's probably where he was.
I was on the phone booking a Disney vacation.
Yes.
And I just had to take the call. And anyway, we were just sitting outside and I was on the phone. And then when I hung up, you just like said, like, you know, I think I could do, I would like to do that. Like, it was just like a very natural conversation.
Yes.
And I was excited because I had at that point grown the business so much that I was turning so many people down because there was only so much I could do, right, by myself. But I was I don't know. I didn't know how to expand my business. I was afraid to expand my business. I was unsure about it. And then I didn't want to let, you know, everybody knows I'm type A and a control freak. So I'm not just going to let anybody come step into my world, right? My world's run very smoothly. But then when your best friend's like, hey, I think I could step into your world and help. I'm like, yes.
I also think you were also, it was one person who was trying, you were trying to mom first.
Yes.
And yes. Because your kids weren't in school yet. Yes. So that also, there just wasn't as much time as there is now.
No. And I was turning people down, which is a blessing that there were so many people that wanted to use my services that I was having to turn them down. But then I hated that because I saw like, hey, this has potential. I just didn't know how to grow it. And so you and I talked and then I got you on, I onboarded you to be a part of my travel agency. Yes. It was just the two of us and you got the, you know, training and certifications and everything you needed to work. And then it was like me and you versus the world, right? Like we were both trying to book people. I think we should say my business model has always been international vacations, cruises, Disney World, Hawaii, and Alaska. So the majority of the United States, I don't do. I've never had the manpower for it. I still don't feel like I have the manpower for it. Maybe one day I'll be able to help you with your ski vacation or your trip to New York City. But right now I'm very happy with my area. So it was me and you. Yes. In the world, yes. Trying to book vacations. And we did a good job there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it was, I've always known you were a worker. And in fact, I think if you asked Tab to describe you in like five words, he would say like hard worker or worker would be one of them. Like you've, people go back and listen to Erica. What podcast?
Going, Shane,
what podcast was that when you talked
more.
About what jobs you had as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
What episode? I mean, not podcast. What episode was that? I don't know. Episode something.
The Besties. Was that it?
No, you were describing your job.
Maybe it was a random reader question at the
end. You were like 8 years old cleaning out a men's restroom an hour from like a public restroom. I mean, you are a worker and you've been since birth and then you start working for me and I see exactly you are a worker. You are such a good worker.
Well, it's been a lot of work, but it's also been super fun.
And we started off because we had little kids that didn't go to school full time and we had fewer kids.
Yes.
And we did this part time, but now fast forward all these years later, and this is very much a full time job. It is, people always say like, do you really work 40 hours a week? And I'm like, no, I work way more than that. Like I am working on Saturday mornings and Sunday afternoons and, you know, 4:30 in the morning. But I love it.
During your daughter's volleyball practice at a gym, for sure.
Yes.
Yes. And since then.
And since then, we have, so you and I both sell travel. And then Claire, we hired Claire several years ago, and she is absolutely amazing. And what the three of us have done is we have taken the places that we offer our services to, and we've divided them up because we've decided that we would rather be experts in our field and only service smaller areas. So you, even though we all can and absolutely know a lot about like Disney World and Disney Cruise Line, you have become our Disney guru specifically, so much so that we had to hire a full-time person to help you, which is amazing. And then we have Jane and Caroline, and then there are other support people that we could not do this without, like Tina and Brayden and Shanna. Like it takes a village to make this all work. And now it's like a full-time gig for, it's a full-time job for five of us.
Women.
Yeah, five women. This is a full-time job. And then we have some amazing part-time people that help us out too. So that is how it all started with our conversation about Disney.
Yes, yes. Yeah. On the tennis courts years ago.
Yeah.
Or I guess on the sidelines because we still haven't learned how to play tennis. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Disney, but just keep in mind, I got asked several times, like, what do you mean you're not going to say everything? And like, there are things that we're not going to talk about on the podcast just because those are tips and tricks and special things for our clients. So
can I interrupt you right there?
For sure.
I try so hard to be sensitive to that because I understand I have a blog and social media following that I could just say the stuff to like be helpful, but it would take away from my salespeople that work so hard.
Yeah.
And I never want to do that. So we're not trying to be coy. We're not trying. No, not at all. It's really though, if we're offering like this concierge-like service and it's very custom, we want to be able to offer that to our clients. And if I put it on my blog, it really would take away from people whose income comes from working at my office. And I just don't want to do that. But I just want you to know, it doesn't come from a place of like being coy. It comes from a place of respect for the people that get up every day and work really hard for Mix and Match Travel Agency.
Yes, Jane and I would be so mad at Shay if she started talking. Yes. That's what she's saying in a nice way.
Well, and even with like, and rightfully so, you should be. Even
no,
with
I'm
like
totally kidding.
COVID protocols and things like that, I want to be so helpful. But that, in a very weird way, has become part of our service. It
for
is
sure.
In 2022, it has become part of our service, navigating that, scheduling that, making sure you're checking every box, dotting every I, crossing every T. If I did a whole blog post about that, it would take away value that these women really bring to the table. And I wouldn't want to do that.
Yes. So we're going to talk about a lot. But just know that if you're like, well, they didn't really give me any tips and tricks, it's because you need to reach out to us.
Yeah, please.
We'll tell you why later. Lots of reasons. Trust me. So just keep in mind, at Mix and Match Travel Agency, we customize each and every Walt Disney World trip for your family. So whether you have three little girls in your house that are all about princesses, or you have a family that is addicted to Star Wars and you guys want to see and do everything Star Wars related, you might be going on a honeymoon and want a Walt Disney World honeymoon, or you want an adult only trip. No matter what it is, we will take exactly what you're looking for and we will customize it and make it super magical just for your family.
And I am really big on, I don't want to offer rinse and repeat vacations. So we don't do that with any of our trips. I'm in so many groups and Facebook groups and private groups or whatever, where they say like, well, if you just have your client fill out this sheet right here, then you can just, you know, enter in the information and pretty much everybody gets the same vacation. I don't want that. That's not what I want for you. I want for you and your family to have the best vacation for you. And it needs to be custom and it needs to be tailored to your family. So we don't do that here at all.
Okay. So I would say that's number one. So we're going to kick it off by answering like, what are some reasons that you should reach out and use Mix and Match Travel for your vacation? So that's number one right there. We customize each and every vacation.
Down to every detail, whether where you want to eat, what time you want to wake up in the morning to head to wherever you're heading, your transportation, where you sit on an airplane. I mean, we can get as personal as we need to. If you want to play golf and we need to make your tea time, like it is for you.
Yes. Okay. Question number two that we get the very most. Shay, how much does it cost to use our services?
We do not charge any service fees whatsoever. So you will not pay anything to us. You'll pay the vendor, so maybe Walt Disney World Travel Company, but you do not pay us anything. So
Yes. Another
reason why I don't want to, you know, tell all my secrets about how we make these amazing vacations, because we're not charging our customers that use us and pay these vendors to go on these amazing vacations. We're not charging you anything for all of this insider information. And when I say insider information, let me tell you, you get itineraries that are so specific and all of this, all of the goodness that we offer, we don't charge you for it.
No. So a lot of people ask like, well, what's the difference versus me just logging on online and booking my own Disney trip? Okay, you're going to pay the same amount. So if you log in and book your own trip, if you call Disney and book your own trip, if you use our services, you will pay the same amount. You're not paying anything extra by using our services. The difference is you get all of this work for free. So all the itineraries Shay's talking about, the reservations, everything set up and booked for you, your handheld as much as possible, all of that is completely free. So just keep that in mind when you're wondering, like, should I reach out or should I use someone? Something that we do at our agency is we book all of your dining reservations at no extra fee. So any breakfast, lunches, dinners, anything like that, we take care of it. We set up your My Disney accounts. We wait on hold. Sometimes, especially if there are big groups and we're linking all of your reservations together, sometimes we have to get on the phone with guest services or the IT department and we have to wait for hours. And so we do that. We can book strollers or scooters. We'll book magical extras. We send you packets full of information. We will schedule multiple phone calls. So if you have questions, just this morning, I talked to like the daughter who's going. And then this morning I've already talked to grandma twice. So We'll talk to you so that you feel confident and like ready and know exactly what you're doing when you get there. We'll arrange transportation to and from the airport. We will take your phone calls no matter what time of day it is. Jane or I, we're both available to help if you have an issue when you get there, if your Genie Plus isn't working. We will handle all of that. So just keep all of that in mind as you're thinking about Disney World, because it can be overwhelming, but we really do try to take all of that out of it.
Because we do. So when I started, you know, me by myself, I gave them my cell phone number and I'm like, call me, text me. 10 years later, I still do that. You still do that. Jane, Claire, we all still do that. You can call us, you can text us. And sometimes it happens in the middle of the night. We will get up. We will answer it. On Christmas Day, I was talking to customers just this past Christmas on Christmas Day because they were leaving on their cruise the 26th and they had a question. That is the service and that is the business model. I always wanted to, I don't know, have a business with women. I just really did. That was my heart was for that. But then I also wanted it to be personal. Erica can attest to, I don't want people, and I personally don't myself when I'm talking to people about their trips, just to send quotes. I want you to talk to them on the phone. I'm sure to like Erica's chagrin. Like I want that personal. I want you to talk to everybody. I want everybody to be like spoken to, the opportunity to get to know us, and we can get to know you way more than just we're going to email you a quote and you'll never hear our voice. I can't even name one client that I have not spoken to more than a handful of times. You just do.
Well,
it's personal.
It helps too, because we're trying to make these trips as customized as possible. So if I don't talk to you, I have no idea what kind of breakfast spot you're interested in, or, you know, what's most important when we're talking about budget or location or transportation, all that kind of stuff. There was something else I was just about to say. Oh, another thing that we get a lot is about pricing, and we can work with any budget for Disney World. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to have some super high, crazy, over the top budget in order to make Disney World happen. We can work with every budget.
Okay. I would like to speak into that just a little bit, because I get that blog comment or DM or whatever quite frequently where people maybe get annoyed with me because I don't just say like, this is how much this vacation costs.
Oh yeah.
But there are so many factors and so many variables, and I'd never want to discourage somebody from going on an amazing trip. And if I say a price that might be, I'm going to just use an example. If I say $5,000 and really your budget is $3,500, I don't want you to be discouraged and not go, because I might really be able to help you have a great vacation on $3,500. If you sat at our desks and looked at our inboxes, we get, I mean, a variety. People will email us that have $3,500 for a vacation. People also email us that have $55,000 for a vacation. It really does. It runs the gamut.
Huge difference.
So I can't just throw out an arbitrary number because I don't know you. I don't know what you want. I don't know what your expectations are.
What type of resorts you're accustomed to.
How old your kids are.
How many people you're taking.
Yes. How many nights you want to be there. So I am not trying to be coy. I just want to be professional and give you the right information for you. So we do try really hard. It's so rare that we turn somebody down because their budget isn't big enough. I mean, if you tell me you want to go to Disney World for 10 nights for a family of seven for $1,000, I'm going to tell you that's not realistic. But I will tell you what the minimum number maybe I could help you with, and how, you know, it's kind of like buying a house. Sometimes you have to work with your budget and you may not get you can't check every box for buying that house. Same thing with a vacation, but we can talk to you about what's a priority to you.
Yes. Yes. My goodness, I feel like Disney World, there's so much and we're like, meh, meh, meh. Okay. My next point that I had, when we're talking, we are going to talk about how important location is. And if there's a certain Disney park you want to be closely located to, if you're good with bus transportation to every park, if you'd rather stay on the monorail or near the Skyliner, we're going to talk about all of that. And now some people listening are going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason that you would use a travel agent. We also work with a lot of people that have disabilities, or they have allergies, or they have maybe even like sensory issues. And we can help you figure out how to navigate Disney World in the super safest manner We work with that a lot. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, because everybody is so different. I'm going to just say a personal story. So we have sent so many people, hope you don't mind me saying this, we've sent so many people to Animal Kingdom Lodge. People love Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yes. People are like obsessed with Animal Kingdom Lodge. So I told Erica when we went last February, I was like, I want to see it because everybody is so obsessed with it. And I am just not, when I got there, I'm like, it's so nice, but I'm not interested in animals. I'm way more interested in walking to the cute little world in Epcot, right? Like people are just so different. For the same money, I could stay maybe at a place closer to Epcot and walk there where other people would be like, who cares if you could walk to fake Germany? But like me,
they'd rather see the animals from their room.
Yes, yeah. They would rather see the giraffes from their room. I would rather be able to walk over to fake Germany. So it just, it is just so helpful to have somebody like show you and walk you through what's important to you, because it's totally not going to be what's important to the last person we talk to.
Yes. You kind of touched on this with budget, but when we're talking, and especially if you say like, I do not want to spend over $5,000 or whatever your number is, we can decide with your help, of course, or we'll help you, like where we should save money and where we should spend it. So keep that in mind when, you know, we're planning or you're planning on your budget. We can for sure help with that. One of the coolest things I've gotten to experience is a VIP tour at Disney World. So how those work is it's a minimum of 7 hours. We'll take care of the booking for you. We'll set it all up. We'll even help you with making a game plan if you want to see and do as much as possible during the 7 hours. But basically you get a private guide and they're kind of at your beck and call. Like, they will say, what do you guys really want to do today? And like I said, we'll already help you have a game plan. So the most popular rides that you might want to visit, a show, anything like that, they take you to the front of the lines. You don't have to wait. It's super quick and you get to do so very much while you're there. We have a lot of people that are interested in those and we can book those for you.
Yeah, the VIP tours. Also, can I throw in all the random parties that Disney has on random days for random events? You really have to be plugged in to not only know when these are going to happen, but to know when you can get tickets so that they're not sold out. And because they are sporadic, they're not consistent. They're not like every day for these 2 weeks. So it's just so cool to have us so plugged in so that we know all of that. And then in plenty of time can get your family like the tickets for those things too.
Yeah. When we went with Madeley and Britt in October, we had the very best time at the Boo Bash.
It was my favorite thing we did on the whole trip.
It was amazing.
It was. She still talks about it. I mean, she talks about the whole trip, but she talks about how much fun it was to go at night, how all the food was free, how it wasn't crowded.
Yes.
It was really, really, really fun. And I'm so glad we did it.
Yeah. I'm glad that you talked about that. Cause yeah, that's something else that we'll book as well. Another thing that I have a lot of people that are interested in both a cruise or Disney World, and they're like, let's talk about it. Which one should we do? So we can help you plan a land and sea trip. Shay and I have done that a couple times. We can do that where we kind of book the best of both worlds and you get a little bit of each, or we can talk exactly about what you're looking for and maybe decide like, okay, this might be the time for you to do one. And then in a few years, let's plan the other.
I do love those land and sea vacations so much. Me personally, they fit my personality. So where you go and you have all the energy of the parks and then you have the excitement of boarding the ship. I just loved those vacations. I was going to add, I hope you don't mind. We do a lot of, I don't know if you're going to touch on this, a lot of big family groups.
Yes.
And being a travel agent now for 10 years, I chuckle more than you would think, because traveling with your extended family is so amazing. It can also be a lot of hard work too, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody in your family, you know, Aunt June and Uncle Bob, they want different things. And I have talked to so many people where they will say, I just need you to talk to Aunt June. I can't talk to Aunt June anymore. And I'm happy to do that. Or they say, I've gotten this so many times, we are so excited to go to Disney World. If you could please put my mother-in-law on a different floor from me, like on a different side of the building, that would be great. And I just, it's a weird dynamic traveling with a bunch of people. And we can be the middleman to help make sure that we are dealing with Aunt June. We are moving your mother-in-law. And you don't have to be that person for your family of 10, 12, 20, 30. We do huge groups of families. So we help facilitate that, make it smoother for all of you.
Yeah. And then somebody else doesn't have to be in charge.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes there's one kind of contact or point person, and she ends up having to be the person who's reminding everyone to log in and make their payment or send their credit card, and she'll make it. And in this scenario, we reach out to everyone and we take care of that for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're going to go with a large group, I can't tell you enough how nice it will probably be if you don't have to be in charge of everybody's vacation happiness. And also that gives us the opportunity to get to know Aunt June and Uncle Bob and tailor it a little bit more for them so that they don't necessarily have to do what you do. So just keep that in mind too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm glad you said that. Disney discounts. Let's talk about that. So periodically, Disney comes out with discounts. And when that happens, it's like a crazy madhouse. Yesterday, this happened. And the queue to log in as a Disney travel agent, when I first tried in the morning, there was over an hour wait just to get online because the system was so slammed. I'm friends with another agent who lives in Louisiana, and she posted this like Insta story, and her hair was a mess. And she was like, this is how it is for all Disney travel agents right now. So the good news, though, the benefit, if you have an agent, just know that when discounts are released, we are checking each and every vacation to see if yours applies. Like if a discount can be applied to your vacation, and if it does, we'll take care of it. And so you never have to do anything. Otherwise, if you booked on your own, you would have to call, you'd have to sit on hold forever. And then you would have to ask them like, hey, here's my number. You know, do you have a discount?
Listen, if you're out there considering a job in the travel industry, please know it's amazing. Please know you will spend the majority of your day on hold. Okay. That is a fact. I was calling to make a payment on Alani, Disney Alani property, and this site was down. So I called. I waited 58 minutes to make one payment on hold. So of course I'm working and trying to multitask, but this is,
yes,
it's a lot of being on hold, and we don't mind. With a smile on our face, we will be on hold for you so that you don't have to do any of that. The magic's happening and you're not aware that the magic is us waiting on hold.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I think we've kind of already touched on the touring plans, but we will customize that for your family. When you mentioned that about large families, sometimes we even customize it where like Aunt June and Uncle Bob do something different on this day and everybody splits up, and we customize everybody's plans specifically for their little tiny individual family. And then the rest of the time you're all together. We can do it however. We will customize it for you. We'll look at crowd calendars to help plan which park to go to each day. We'll help you navigate the rides and the shows in each park. And then, like you said, we'll book parties and after-hour events like the Boo Bash.
Also, over the years, I will say we have gotten to know some people that work for Disney, some behind-the-scenes corporate people. And, you know, in a pinch, in an emergency, in a situation where we really need like all hands on deck, because we've cultivated these relationships for years, we have their cell numbers and we can call them and text them and really get your problem fixed so much faster than if you had to go to guest relations by yourself.
And just wait.
Yeah, we've tried to really make an effort to get to know everyone so that we can be prepared in the event that something happens.
Yes. Okay. Anything else about why they should use Mix and Match Travel?
Listen, I feel kind of silly explaining why you should use our travel agency, but people wanted to know. We got this question so many times. Why should we use you? What are the advantages?
What do you do?
Yeah. What do you do? How much do you charge? So I hope that satisfies that. And people now have a much better understanding of our operation.
Yes. Okay, another question we get a lot is, why should we stay on property at Disney World?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes. Okay, so my quick answer is, you get into the parks early. Certain deluxe resort guests get extended hours on some nights, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
We also can book early access dining. Like, we can book it a little sooner if you are staying on property. The non-really travel agent answer is, as a parent, I think Disney World, when you're staying on property, it's just a little bit more magical when you're right there the entire time and you're not like, oh, let's get in our car and let's park and let's go across the street. It's just, it's a different experience completely. Do you have anything you want to add?
It's so convenient.
Oh,
and when you're on vacation, vacations should be wonderful, right? A vacation, that's what it is. You're taking time away from work. You've saved your money. It should be amazing. And little things can suck some of the joy out of a vacation, like traffic, finding a parking place, having to walk really, really far, standing in long lines because you didn't get early access, having to leave because you don't have late access. It is just, it is so convenient. And that, I think, lends itself to just a way more fun experience.
Yes. The travel agent side of me is going to answer also. When you stay off property and you book just a room only, or a ticket only reservation, it's a lot harder for us to manipulate anything, like change your dates. Every morning, then you have to log into the system and book your dining versus, like, for our clients, we can book them for the entire stay of their trip. It's been really great for us to be able to move a trip with COVID and with everything that's kind of been happening. It's super easy for us to take care of a reservation. But if you have a ticket-only reservation, it's completely different. So that's like the travel agent reason of why you should stay on property.
Yeah, and the genius that was Walt Disney. The property itself has different price points. So don't think that you're staying on property is going to be so much more expensive, because there are different price points. I mean, a lot of different price points. So we really can comfortably and financially get you in a great property property on the actual Walt Disney World compound. So just don't think that it's way more expensive, because definitely there are choices and options for every budget.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Okay. What else should we touch on? I got this question a lot when, and I think you did too, about Genie Plus, like, explain it. Okay.
Wait, can I say something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When we went to Disney in October with Britt and Madeley, didn't it come out the day before
or the day of?
The day of. Okay. So this Genie Plus, this new amazing technology she's going to explain, came out the day we got there, like the day of.
Yes.
And you and Jane, you already knew how to do all of it. Like, it's your advance and access to information and training. And it's, I just really saw in action, because everybody at Disney World was kind of fumbling around with their phone. Meanwhile, you and Jane had ours like lined up like nobody's business, because you had that early access to that information and you knew exactly what to do on minute one that it launched.
Yes. Yeah, so I would say Mix and Match Travel, we are fans of Genie Plus. We will reach out to you and we will talk to you exactly about how everything with Genie Plus works. We'll help you figure out if it's right for your family. We'll help you figure out which lightning lanes your family would be interested in and what you should snag. And we'll then help you decide like which rides you should strategize and maybe skip on Genie Plus. But we customize all of that. So I'm not going to like touch on like, this is what you should do, because everybody, it's different for everyone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is different for everyone, because if you're going with a 4-year-old, or if you're going with a group of girlfriends and you're all in your 40s, you want to do is totally different.
Yes.
Even if you're going with maybe a 4-year-old girl versus a 4-year-old boy, they may have very different ideas of what they want to do. We want to make it special for everybody.
Well, yeah, and I talk to lots of parents whose 4-year-old is super adventurous and they're plenty tall enough to ride and do so many things. And then I talk to parents who have a 4-year-old who are meek and mild and scared to death of big roller coasters or any type of like really fast attractions. So even if they're the same age, we still will customize it for you. The other thing, crowds. This is like a super popular question. When is the best time to go to Disney World? There are always going to be crowds at Disney World, especially, just keep in mind, like spring break, holidays, the summer, anytime like most kids are out of school, those dates will be a little bit busier. September and late August are going to be hot, but they're going to have lower crowds. To be honest, though, I feel like if you reach out and you're using us or agents, if you set the expectation that there are going to be crowds, we'll make a good plan. We'll come up with, you know, when to go where, how to use Genie Plus to navigate things in the best way. We'll use early entry into the park. We'll prioritize rides, and we will help you so that you can still see and do as much at Disney World as possible, whether there are crowds or it's like a super low crowd day.
Because maybe our listeners don't know, but what is one of my phobias in life?
People, crowds.
Crowds, yes.
Not people.
A lot of people make a crowd. I don't like crowds. I've only had like one kind of anxiety attack. And remember, you were there. Is it because it was a sample sale?
Yes. Oh my gosh. But I was like living my best life in that.
I could not. I was hot. I couldn't think. There were so many people and women, and it was so
crowded.
Everybody
was changing clothes. It was like a fashion sample sale. And Shay was like, needed a paper bag.
I don't even like crowds. And you know this about me. I don't like to wait for my table at a restaurant. I get antsy with like the crowds waiting for my table. I don't love a crowd. But I think that's why I love Genie Plus. And that's why I like having like a solid game plan when I walk into a park, and why I like getting to get in early or stay late, because you're just minimizing the amount of time you're around a crowd, right?
Yes.
It's so strategic and organized, like where you should go and when, that rarely do we even wait in a line ever. And it just definitely takes my crowd anxiety down a ton.
Yes.
You're glad I reminded you of my...
I'm remembering that. I totally forgotten it. Yes. You like had a moment.
I did.
Okay. When we went with Madeley and Britt, we did do character meals. We ate dinner, or no, it was a lunch at Cinderella's Royal Table. And then we had dinner at Tusker House in Animal Kingdom. And so right now, because of COVID, character meals are still happening, but they're just a little bit different. But what did Madeley and Britt think? Did they have issues with it?
No. And these are a 6 and a 7-year-old little girls, yes. Right? Like they're in like the perfect age for that. But I felt like they were super happy to see characters, but then they were also super happy at the meals that they didn't see characters. Like they were just super happy to be on a trip.
Yes. I felt like the characters interacted with them
still. Yeah.
I mean, I remember when, what are the odds of this? But when we went and Bowen was a baby, like one of the stepsisters at dinner kissed him on the cheek enough that he had her lipstick. Like times were so different, right?
That's not happening now.
But I have pictures of that where like baby Bowen has like lipstick on his cheek. So things are different, but they're still like the characters are still doing an amazing job making it special for the kids. So
they're still magical. We have so many pictures, which we're going to post today.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
We're going to post on our blogs today. And then later on this week, we're going to post all the pictures from that October trip to Disney World with Madeley and Britt. And you will see, it feels like they're close together. Like they didn't care that they weren't all up in their face. In fact, they probably preferred it.
Yeah.
They just were having I can't stress enough, just the best time. Even if you don't have characters, it's the best time. If you have characters that can't get super close to you, it's still the best time.
Yes. I mean, I think we've said this, but Disney World is not just for kids. I mean, we work with a lot of families, but we do often plan trips for just adults, whether it's a group of girls, it's a group of like adult only families or couples going together. I'm trying to think the last group. I think it was just girls. It was like a girl family trip, and just the ladies in the family all went, all adults, and had the best time.
If you think that sounds insane, you should call us, because there are so many adult only or adult geared restaurants, bars, places to go and dance, so many activities that it is a great trip for just adults.
Oh yeah. Like poolside, if you don't want to spend every day in the parks, like enjoy a drink by the pool, have a fun dinner, for sure, for sure. I was trying to think what else we need to talk about, Shay. What's our time?
We have like 4 more minutes and then we need to get to our random reader questions. I feel like we had so many questions from our readers. We could make this 2 episodes.
Okay. Do you want to end with a quick this or that Disney World edition? Okay.
And then we can revisit this, because we don't have anything on the books just yet, but I imagine you and I will be back at Disney World soon. So we can definitely revisit this in a later episode.
That sounds great. Okay, I'm asking you this or that questions. You ready?
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
A parade or fireworks?
A parade.
I would pick that too. Magic Kingdom or Epcot?
Oh, it's like asking me to pick between my favorite children. Oh, I just have such a soft spot for Epcot. I love Magic Kingdom. I mean, really, there's nothing more magical than walking down Main Street.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom.
I'm probably going to have to say Magic Kingdom because it really is magical. But you know I love Epcot. If you would have put Epcot next to the other two parks, without a doubt, I would have said Epcot. I just love it that much.
Okay, what about Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom?
Oh, okay. Again, both very good. I'm going to say Hollywood Studios, but I do enjoy me some Animal Kingdom, but I'm going to say Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Would you prefer a roller coaster or a dark ride? And by dark ride, I mean like It's a Small World, Peter Pan's Flight, something like that.
I want all of it. I want to do it all. I'm going to say roller coaster, but I could ride the teacups every time I go to Disney World by myself as an adult. Okay. I love It's a Small World. I love all of it.
Okay. What about the monorail or the Skyliner? Do you have a preference?
Oh, gosh. Another good one. You know, I don't care. I've been taking the monorail through that contemporary hotel since I was like 4 years old. And it gets me every time. It just gets
it's
me.
Magical.
It
right?
is. I'm going to say the monorail. It gets me every time.
Okay. Space Mountain or Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain.
The Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean?
The Haunted Mansion. I love the Haunted Mansion.
Okay. Would you rather be there for Rope Drop or Close the Park Down?
I want to do both again. Okay. I want to do both again because it's very magical, but there is something so cool about seeing them open the gates and let you in the morning and like the smell of like that Florida morning. It's just so exciting. So I'm going to say be there in the morning.
Okay. I would choose that too for sure. I know your answer to this, but I'm still going to ask because it's here. Springtime or fall?
Oh, fall. Although I will say when we went in February last year, the weather, I think I told you this every day, like when I get to heaven, I imagine that's what the weather's going to be like. It was just that perfect, perfect weather.
Yeah, it was like the same outside as it was inside.
It was gorgeous, but was fall, they put pumpkins out and I just can't turn down a pumpkin.
And they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay, a Mickey bar or a Mickey pretzel?
Oh, goodness. This might surprise you guys because you know I always lean savory
salty,
and not sweet,
yes.
But I think I'm going to go with the Mickey bar because they're very good. They're very creamy. They're very good.
I know. I would also say pretzels are not my favorite snack.
I want a sauce.
Yes,
you and I need
too.
A sauce.
Yes.
If I had like some spicy truffle sauce in my purse, I could totally make the pretzel work.
Really mustard, a good mustard.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather meet Mickey or Minnie?
I'm going to say Mickey. He gets me every time.
Okay. What about Mickey ears or matching shirts?
Both. We want them. Both.
Shay and I are going to be as obnoxious as possible.
Yes. It's the easiest trip to pack for because you just wear stuff with Mickey on it.
Right. Okay. Are you a rest midday or play all day kind of girl?
Play all day. I like to play.
Yeah.
I like to go. I don't know. I totally understand if you need to rest on any vacation, but it's just so fun. I don't know that I can tear myself away from the fun to rest.
That's a good answer. However, last year was in. I feel like we've gone before where we came back in the middle of the day. We didn't really rest, but we like worked. And it was pretty magical too.
Yeah.
Like being at Disney World and working is magical in itself.
It was. It was the magical life of travel agents at working at Disney World.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We wrapped up breaking down Disney.
Yes. Part one. We're going to call this part one because I think there's going to be more to come. But that was fun.
Yeah. So maybe if you have something that's a question that you feel like, okay, they can for sure talk about this too, let us know.
And if you want to reach out to us, I mean, seriously, shameless plug, I understand it. But if you want to reach out, and we would be so honored to help you and your family with your next vacation, you can find us on our website, mixandmatchtravelagency.com. And from there, you can easily click the button and fill out an inquiry, and then we can send you to the right salesperson and help create the best, most magical custom vacation for you.
Yes, we would love to work with you. So please reach out and let us help.
Yay. Do we have any random reader questions?
We do. I'm just going to read them to you because I didn't write them out on paper.
That's fine. I like this. Yeah.
Okay. First question. Do you weigh yourself or just judge how your clothes fit?
I judge how my clothes fit.
I do too. Yeah. I don't even have a scale, I don't think.
No, I just do that. There's nothing wrong with weighing yourself. I just judge how my clothes fit.
Okay. Next question. How old were your kids when you started dressing during the day? Like, I'm taking that to mean like dressing cuter in like jeans and a top versus like I'm in my workout clothes all day.
I was trying to like break that down in my head. I've blogged about this before. I had like an aha moment. I don't know exactly how old they were. Maybe Kensington and Smith were 2 and 3. They were smaller, but not babies. And I was at Target and I was pushing my cart with my 2 toddlers. And I threw like stretchy leggings and a tunic in my cart. And then I walked by a pair of jeans and like a button-up flannel. And it just kind of hit me. They cost the same and they are going to both be comfortable. But the jeans and the flannel just look a little bit more pulled together, Shay. You should stop throwing the stretchy pants in your cart. So from that point forward, I really tried to make an effort to get dressed. For me, I feel better when I get dressed for the day. I do.
I would still say that there are days I'm at home and I am not pulled together. Like 2 days ago, I was in my workout clothes all day. So it doesn't always happen, but I try to get dressed most days. So I would say like 4 out of the 5 days during the week, I'm pulled together.
And what did I tell you? I think I texted you this just yesterday. Apparently, one of my new New Year's resolutions is not get dressed the whole month of January because I just have been on the struggle bus with finding time to get dressed. So, yes, I do love to get dressed, but I have not been doing a great job of it lately.
Yeah, some days are busier than others. Okay, question number 3. What is the easiest and hardest number of kids?
For me, the hardest was 1.
Me too. It rocked my world. Yeah. I feel like we've talked about that before.
And what do they go back to? The birth episode?
I think so. Maybe we've answered this question before.
You know, Jane will know. Jane will know what episode we talk about it.
Going from no kids to 1, like, rocked my world.
I would say once you have 3, I mean, I don't know, I only have 4, but it just adding extra kids feels the same. You know, I think like everybody's more helpful and a bigger family doesn't mean necessarily. I mean, it means more laundry, but it also means more hands to help buckle in car seats or help tie shoes. So, 1 was hard for me.
Do you think, this is still kind of part of that question, I'm going to ask it. Do you more kids equal more patience or less patience?
I feel like certain kids require more patience. I don't know that it's the number of kids, but it's the personality of some said kids that require more patience.
I also think that when you're a mom of just 1, like when I only had 1, I think I controlled so much. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it's patience or just more like I realize I can't be in control of everything. So I let a lot of things go that aren't as important.
Yeah.
Might not be patience, but.
Yeah, I think like I don't lose my patience ever because there's so many of them. But I lose my patience daily because maybe one of them has a reoccurring annoying habit that I. Right. It's like if that one kid was maybe my only kid, I'd probably still lose my patience that day. So more kids, more love. You know, yeah. I don't know that it's more kids, more love, lots of love.
Okay. Last question. Super random. Apparently these random reader questions were just that. Toilet paper roll over or under?
Oh, see. Okay. We are now a house divided because I have 2 lefties.
And they prefer it under?
Every time. And they obviously aren't trying because like they're 9 and 7. It is like a lefty thing. I think.
I didn't know that.
Other lefties weigh in. My aunt and uncle and my cousins are all lefties. And at their house, it's always been like that growing up.
Under? It's been under?
Every single time.
I didn't realize it was a right or left thing. I thought it was just a preference.
Okay. So think about usually where it is and like reaching over with your left hand, which way would be easier to grab it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I can always tell when my lefties have refilled it. I'm always so grateful that they've refilled it. But I can always tell because they every time put it that way. So
interesting.
If you are a lefty and you agree with this, let us know. I mean, I think that's a big, so I definitely want it over, but I'm a righty.
Right. We do it over at our house.
Yeah. If you were to walk my little girl share a bathroom, I guarantee you they have it under right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yay. We have to go to work.
I know. I feel like I've got to get back to my computer, but this was fun to talk about and I hope we answered some questions.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget, we love your emails and DMs. You can find us at The Bestie Breakdown on Instagram. You can email us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com. And we love happy reviews on your favorite podcast platform.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.